Welcome back to quality number 3 of becoming an intentional creator, completing tasks. Here's a question for you. Do you ever procrastinate? I just wanted to know if you were an exception to the rule. Envision this. Some distance in front of us is a task we do not want to do. The deadline is looming ever closer. We're experiencing all kinds of noise in our head about the task, you know, obsessive, sabotaging thoughts about our worthiness or ability or capacity or energy or the need to do it perfectly or the time it would take to do it in general. The noise is screaming so loudly, we cannot clearly hear the urgency of the task, which is also screaming to get our attention. Well, as that deadline approaches, getting closer and closer, it becomes increasingly loud. Eventually, it's screaming so loudly that the full magnitude of the importance and urgency finally gets our attention. We cannot hide from it or avoid it any longer. With no other choice, we finally jump into action. Well, it's not long, and we're experiencing a sense of surprise. A mysterious capacity is manifested. We understand what needs to be done and have the ability to do it. We find ourselves saying, wow, that wasn't so hard. Wow, why did I wait so long? Task completed and off our plate, we experience a sense of peace and relief and accomplishment. A sweet moment, especially when compared with the battle that occurred prior to taking action. What is happening in these moments of surprise, these wow, that wasn't so hard moments? The answer is quite simple. Finally, the external deadline screamed louder than the noise in our head. Loud enough to overpower these sabotaging thoughts and free our natural genius. Yes, we just met our natural genius. It's ours. It's always been there. When our full capacity surfaces, unfettered by sabotaging noise, most unpleasant tasks are quickly transformed from seven-headed Medusas to puppy dogs. Let me ask the question one more time. Have you ever procrastinated? If so, what happens when you finally face an immovable deadline and jump in? What do you discover? Have you ever jumped in and within a short period of time looked up and gleefully exclaimed, wow, that wasn't so hard? Are you ever surprised? When faced with the next unpleasant task or looming deadline, what usually happens? Have you been following the same pattern? If so, how long have you been doing this? A lifetime? Well, let's go back in time to your formal school days. Did you ever wait until the last minute to complete a term paper or project? With an external deadline looming ever closer, at what point did you finally jump in with both feet? Were you ever surprised how quickly it all came together? Were you ever pleasantly surprised by the grade you received? Did you ever wonder what grade your instructor or professor might have assigned if they knew how little time you actually spent? Smile for the last question. Did you ever view yourself as a very good BS artist? Well, now you know the truth. You are not getting away with anything. You are finally tapping your true ability, your natural genius. In 1968, Hogg wrote Scroll Number 9, "My procrastination, which has held me back, was born of fear. And now I recognize the secret mined from the depths of all courageous hearts." Cooler in French is heart, heart of hearts. "Now I know that to conquer fear, I must always act without hesitation, and the flutters in my heart will vanish. Now I know that action reduces the lion of terror to an ant of equanimity." Equanimity meaning peace of mind. What do we fear? What fears cause procrastination? Here's a partial list. Lack of worthiness, confidence, knowledge, ability, capacity, energy, money, and time. Time to do it perfectly. Lack of all those things. Or the loss of freedom, the lack of compensation or appropriate recognition, or additional complications. Here's a common one: being discovered, if they only knew, and the amount of work. Now that is a lot of noise. Well, the most common cause of fear is unmet expectations. We fantasize by escaping to a time in the future when we're above it all. You know, the pain, the stress, the frustration, the death, the work. While in this state, we experience large and chronic doses of norepinephrine that leave us feeling euphoric. When reality shows up, and there is nothing quite like an unpleasant task to bring us back to reality, and bang, the body goes into an autonomic defense mode. Cortisol quickly replaces norepinephrine, leaving us feeling anxious and confused and fearful. The amygdala, that little almond-shaped thing at the top of our brainstem, the fight and flight center, releases fear dendrites that go up and shut off energy to our higher levels of consciousness. And here's our intuition, reading all of this as if something substantive is happening, and it releases even more cortisol, and our memory center is nearly completely shut down, and the amygdala releases even more fear dendrites, and we're in a fear spiral. As stated by an unknown author, fear is an acronym, F-E-A-R, that stands for false evidence appearing real. Nonetheless, fear is crippling and paralyzing. Fear squashes passion, it destroys vision, and leaves us exhausted and confused and frustrated, and sometimes even angry. Ultimately, it robs us of our hopes and dreams, and of our partnership with the power that governs abundance. When Og wrote these words in Scroll 9, axiological mathematics on which the intentional creation assessment is based was in its infancy, and neuroscience was embryonic at best. Yet in his poetic and poignant verse, Og reveals the bare truth about procrastination. Procrastination is born of fear. And now you know the root cause of fear is fantasy. Fantasy fosters fear. Unveil your vision, your why. If your why is about engaging and creating versus escaping and avoiding, it will ignite your passion and drive your action. Goodbye, fear. When passion is fully ignited, we avoid fantasy like the plague that it is. As a result, we'll never have to again say in the confusion of procrastination, I don't know what to do. We already know, or we have a desire to acquire the ability and figure it out. You may have heard these words, ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. The truth is that passion drives our action. There is one more important piece we want to get from Og's verse. Og tells us that action turns the lion of terror into an ant of equanimity. This may be the most powerful of all the gifts we receive when we take action. Action quiets our mind, and we experience equanimity, peace of mind. Peace of mind allows us to reveal and access our natural genius. Goodbye fear, goodbye lion of terror, hello peace of mind. Seems like a pretty clear-cut choice. Well, now you know what awaits when you take action. In Scroll 9, Og encourages us with this admonition. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Henceforth, I will repeat these words again and again and again, each hour, each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing, and the actions which follow become as instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids. With these words, I can condition my mind to perform every act necessary for my success. With these words, I can condition my mind to meet every challenge which the failure avoids. And we can add to this admonition Og's affirmation from later in Scroll 9, I will command. And I will obey my own command. When we consciously discipline ourselves to do so, We release our natural genius. It emerges from the dust and ashes of self-doubt and self-criticism, and often to such an extent that we are surprised. When our natural genius is released, we get to have a glimpse into our real worth. We get to know our real self, who we really are. A sense of accomplishment, meaning, and purpose replaces fear. As we consciously and repeatedly make the decision to take action, surprise graciously becomes ownership, and our self-esteem begins to heal. We rejoice. No more need for overcompensation, arrogance, or timidity. Just joy and wholeness.